Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Speaking.
Yes, so how may I assist you?
I was trying to file a claim for unemployment compensation.
Can I have your full Social Security number, please?
418-888-8015.
Thank you. Can I have your first and your last name, please?
Wayne Cunningham.
Thank you. Can I have your date of birth, please?
August 27, 1964.
Thank you. Can I have your driver license number, please?
487-2882.
Thank you. Can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Ash.
Thank you. One moment. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. I understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years. Could affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No.
Thank you. To confirm, your first name is spelled out Wayne.
Yes.
Thank you. To confirm, your last name is Cunningham.
Yes.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Can I have your telephone number, please?
Area code 205-666-9123.
Thank you. To confirm, your date of birth is 8/27/1964.
Yes.
And to confirm, your mother's maiden name is A.S.H.
Yes.
Thank you. And you do have a driver license, that's correct?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. What state is your driver license in?
Alabama.
And to confirm, the driver license number is 487-2882.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I please have your race?
Black.
Thank you. And may I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic, Hispanic, or no response?
No response, I guess.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. And may I please have your residential country?
Yes.
I can barely hear you. What is your residential country?
U.S.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
2500 Scenic Drive.
Can I have you spell it out for me?
SCENIC Drive.
So I get
Okay.
SCE.
NIC.
And you said your city was Mobile in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have the zip code, please?
36605.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. Can I have the work description for the last job that you clocked that on?
The work description was a forklift operator.
Thank you. One moment. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you obtain work excessively through a union hiring hall?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have your union hiring hall name and number?
Oh, no, I don't have a union.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for attending school attorney?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't know, 10, 20.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept, for example, $10.50?
I guess $10.50.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you own a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking the savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking the savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer, direct deposit or keep state debit?
I want to do direct deposit, but I don't have my round number information.
So do you just want to do the state debit card?
I do.
Thank you. So you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Ventures card, that card is good until the valid 3 days on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Ventures prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, that card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Ventures prepaid account. The Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in network and withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and there is a $1.35 fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. The international transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft for credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions, file fees and service in the cardholder agreement. What was the name of the last job that you clocked that on?
Texas Pipe.
Thank you. Can I have the company's telephone number, please?
Hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to find it.
Okay. So we'll give you a few minutes to find the information.
Okay, the phone number is 802-251-304-0051.
Can I have the work location, city, and the state, please?
Mobile, Alabama.
Can I have your employment start date when you first started the job, the month of the end of the year, please?
June 17th, 2024.
I can barely hear you, sir. You have to speak up for me. What is the month, the day, and the year?
June 27th, 2024.
Thank you. Can I have the last day you worked, the month, the day, and the year, please?
Hold on 1 second. ass like it was resigned. July 19th, I think. July 19th, 2024.
Thank you. And why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
Well, I was laid off because I got hired for the job, but I wasn't qualified, I guess. They're still looking for somebody.
What are you meaning, sir? What is the, so were you discharged?
Yes.
And what is the specific reason why they explained to you that you were discharged? We need a reason.
Okay, I didn't have enough experience for the job. That's what they told me.
Okay. Can I have the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
John Monroe.
And is he a manager?
Yes, supervisor. Manager, yeah.
Thank you. Can I have your date of your discharge, please?
July 19th.
Thank you. And what was the final incident that caused you discharge? You stated you did not have enough experience. That's correct.
Yes, they said I was. I was a warehouse worker, but I didn't have enough experience in the piping industry.
Thank you. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge? Thank you. So you didn't do nothing? That was your answer?
Tell me your question one more time.
What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Well, I talked to my supervisor, but that's all I did was talk to my supervisor about it.
Thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
I guess, yeah.
Was any prior warnings for the same or similar act? Did they give you a warning before?
No.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Did you receive vacation pay?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive sick pay?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive holiday pay?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Thank you. One moment. No, I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? CXX Transportation, Harbortown, John White, Wolf Clinic, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1995 Nissan Altima, 2000 Audi A6, 2002 Saturn S-Series, 2004 BMW Z4, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I think the Nissan.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Vestavia, Centerpoint, Prattville, Florence, or none of the above?
Centerpoint.
Thank you. Which of the following street addresses in Birmingham have you ever lived there or been associated with? 1702 Teakwood Lane, 1935 B East Bend, Circle, 3117 Brook Hill Drive, 680 Bluff Park Road. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
975B.
I can barely hear you, sir.
East Bend Circle.
Thank you. Which of the following street addresses in Irondale have you ever lived there or been associated with? 2187 Mountain View Road, 5008 Darling Circle, 5306 Dixieland Road, 5712 Belmont Drive. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
5712 Belmont Drive.
Thank you. I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I certify the penalty of a jury down the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claim and Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. We can see your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished. I suggest you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to Alabama Works, the Alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to file an instruction listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed for your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week, decline your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. So you can file your weekly certification either online in the claim portal. You click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made of the following. Acting union members who have submitted proof against standing with the union. Employees who want to verify short-term layoff. Claimants attend direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, which is Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So we have completing your unemployment claim and also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
I'm ready.
So it's 498-086.
Okay.
705.
705, okay.
And your PIN number to file your claim each and every week is 1564.
1564.
That's correct. And is there any further assistance needed?
No.
Okay, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims. I hope you enjoy your day.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.